Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we are weeks, and I'm going to be honest. I lose track of how many weeks we are into this whole pandemic situation. I think we're about 6 weeks into this. So, you know, for some of our small businesses, some of our restaurants, our pizza restaurants, they are hanging on by a thread. They have to make the shift from a sit-down eat-in restaurant to a pickup and delivery-only restaurant. Many of them can't get through to get these loans. What are you supposed to do? Well, here to give us some perspective on all of this is Nick Bogaz. Nick founded Caliente Pizza back in 2012. He now owns 5 restaurants in this area, has about 200 employees, was getting ready to open a 6th restaurant when all of this happened. He had to shift, and when I say shift, I mean with a capital S, from sit-down bars and restaurants to pickup and delivery. He applied for that Paycheck Protection Program, couldn't get the funds in the first go-round. So now what does he do? Well, he's going to fill us in on all of that. Welcome, Nick, to the show. He joins us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Nick, welcome to the conversation.
Thanks for having me, Lynn. Appreciate
Well, I don't know. Just right off the bat, you sound upbeat and positive. And given the way the last couple of weeks have gone, how are you so positive, Nick?
Well, I think a lot of it's got to be mentality. I mean, I just try to have a strong mindset. I'm responsible for 200 jobs, and I think they need a leader that's got a good head on their shoulder. So I've made a point to keep that positive mindset.
Indeed. Now, I use the word shift, but maybe pivot is a better word. I mean, you have these 5 restaurants. They've always been sit-down facilities, and almost overnight, you have to pivot from a sit-down restaurant to a takeout and delivery facility.
Right. So we were fortunate enough that we did offer pickup and delivery before, but okay. We've gone to the point where we have a good bit of our employees are furloughed right now. And, you know, a lot of them did decide to come in and be order takers or delivery drivers. And there was a big shift in the way that we do business. I found myself just going back to the very beginning, that entrepreneurial spirit when we started the business, and just fighting for every single dollar we can get right now and just making sure that we're protecting those jobs.
And then you got caught up in, I'm going to use the word debacle, but I know some people don't. Some people say that sounds a little dramatic, but this Paycheck Protection Program sounded really good out the gate. But the first round didn't go so well for most of the small business owners that I know.
Yeah, it was really tough. There was a lot of uncertainty on it. I actually took a Zoom call, seminar on it the Wednesday before it went live, and it had the Restaurant Association on there. It had a member from the SBA. It was a 4-hour seminar, so I felt like I knew all the ins and outs. I could tell you just about everything about it. And then when we went to bed Thursday night and going into that Friday being the first day that you could apply, the interest rate went from 5% or a half a percent to a full percent for the interest rate. So overnight stuff was just changing. So here we are the day of, all the applications are filled out and they switch the application. So now you had to fill out a new one, and the banks had no idea what to do with them. And that was probably the biggest issue, that the banks really had nothing to do, had no idea how to do it. They went ahead, and a lot of them were doing their own in-house underwriting to make sure your applications were right before they submitted it to the SBA. And by taking that long process of doing their own underwriting, a lot of business owners were left without, and hoping and praying for this second round.
And so, yeah, okay. So, and do you have any idea, you know, what the timeline is going to be for that? I mean, I know a lot of people are hoping and praying. Do we have any idea when you might hear or what that might look like?
Well, they opened it up again at 10:30 this morning after you know, it got funded. And my banker told me this morning that he felt like he was at Walmart waiting for a TV on a Black Friday to submit everything. So, you know, I think that's where having a good relationship with a banker, hopefully it'll make the process a lot easier.
Indeed. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. In the meantime, we're kind of at this crossroads now because we could see things shifting again come May 8th. What are you looking at in terms of plans, preparations, if in fact you are able to open up for sit-down business on May the 8th, keeping the CDC guidelines for social distance in mind?
Well, I think we were ready back on March 15th to go ahead and do a bunch of our own social distancing in the store, taking out a lot of bar seats and a lot of tables before they announced that they were going to close dine-in altogether. So if it goes back to that, I think we're going to go back to our original plan. But everything's so spur of the moment that it's really hard to tell what's going to happen. We're not really crossing our fingers for that May 8th date. We're just going to go ahead and really just focus on what we're doing. And then as the governor and local officials give us the guidance of what they want us to do, then we make that decision. But you really can get caught up in thinking ahead and then none of it pans out. So I found that during this whole time, it really makes sense to just pay attention to Twitter and wait for them to tweet out what the next guidelines and what our next directions are.
Wow, did you ever think we'd live in an age where you'd be getting your information from Twitter when you say pay attention to Twitter and get your next guidelines?
Not at all, but it's the truth because a lot of times Governor Wolf's office will tweet something and then 3 or 4 hours later is when he'll have the press conference. So it sounds like as soon as he decides which way to go, he's tweeting it out. So you have to be dialed in.
Indeed. And then in the meantime, we got about a minute left here, Nick. Give me an idea. I'm guessing it is those regular loyal customers that really have helped you keep things moving and afloat.
It is. I mean, the regular customers have been fantastic. I think can't say enough about the employees. You know, we have a lot of employees are furloughed, but for the ones who are working too, they're fighting hard to make sure that the employees have a good place to come back to, and we're just trying to stay strong. We've done a lot with feeding the front lines at the hospitals, and we felt like that was an important cause. So we've just been trying to keep a real upbeat attitude as we go through this thing, and just can't wait to get back to normal like everybody else.
Indeed. Well, we wish you the best, and we'll stay on top of it. And Nick, keep us posted as well.
I will. Thank you very much for having me today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.